Love poem. Although the angels of numbers and letters wrestle darkness into shapes, and the plane descending over the I-10 wraps my car in the gust and sonic draw of velocity, it too has a flight path and calm passengers and no fiery end for us, I duck and think, so this is it. Medievals thought hunger lived its own life in the body. Parasitic, our organs entered by it. Love was like this too, a contagion, the blood-filled heart unlocked by his face, her voice, and we suffered from its side effects of hedonism, forgetting. The geranium on my porch seems to be a testament to the finite, the stable, in the warp of its knobby stems and the slip of white at each petal's feet, 99 cents at Kmart. But lush hairs blur the edges of leaves and its musk supersedes. The water I drink standing near it tastes heavy and spiced. This flower unlocks hunger-like borders, my mouth, my nose, the water, as does the 747. Over full, virulent, the plane dissolves the differences between my arms, the steering wheel, the airport sky, and fills me with a roaring which medievals could only see as dangerous. Animals killed for slaughter spill their hunger. See how they continue to bite at the earth? They believed this pore was absorbed by the grasses and trees, geraniums, air, and see how much and why I lose myself to you.